We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is Beach & Company. Push one for English. Thank you very much. I want to make sure all of you are listening in my native tongue anyway. Later, I'll do the last half hour in Finnish, and then I'll start tomorrow's show in Italian. However, I can only speak in Finnish and Italian in swear words, so the show may be a little shorter than normal.
Do I have to hit dump buttons for Italian swear words?
I don't think so, because we'll only offend the Italians, which is us. We have offended ourselves.
And we're not easily offended, by the way.
And Finnish, the Sabres will all know what I'm talking about. At least some of them will, if I use that language. We're talking about things that regarding illegals and legals. The first question is, it's already been heard before the Supreme Court. Will we be allowed to put on the census form, are you a U.S. citizen? The Democrats are screaming, you can't say that because people will not participate in the census. And what he's saying is illegal people won't participate. Why does he care? Because he stands to gain. When you hear somebody stand up for this, they stand to gain, because the more illegals you get in the census count, the more Democrats you have. That's just the way it's going to work out, and then you get more seats in Congress. You got a bigger voice in government. So come on aboard. We don't care if you follow the law or not. We need you. So that's the first thing. The Supreme Court has heard the arguments from both sides, and it seemed like observers said the people on the Supreme Court that are the type that are conservative were asking questions that seems like they would okay this. The others weren't, but they were going to be outvoted. We'll see how that shows up. The second question is also about illegals. Should the citizen's legal status be counted in the census at all? Right now it has to be by law. But the census doesn't differentiate between you, the wonderful citizen of the week, and the guy who just snuck into the country. You're both here. You both get counted. Should that change? And then the green light legislation. Now we're talking statewide. It's basically driver's licenses for illegals. And some groups anticipate the vote is today. It was supposed to be yesterday. Some groups think it will be today and it will be passed. And one of them is having a press conference today at 5 o'clock at Lafayette High School, corner of Lafayette and Baines. They're talking about why this should pass. Passing the green light bill into law will make New York roads safer for all New Yorkers. More licensed and insured drivers will mean more drivers are properly educated in driving safety laws. Yeah, as long as they're in their language. One would hope they learn our language. Other states with similar legislation have shown a drop in road accidents and fatalities and hit-and-run incidents, as well as a drop in insurance premiums. You make that case for me. I dare you to. You make that case for me. If we have thousands of people driving around who are illegal, who may or may not speak our language, who may or may not have insurance when they get on the road, you tell me how our roads are going to be safer, and you tell me how our insurance premiums are going to be less, because it ain't. It's not going to work that way. Mr. Joseph Beamer, you've been monitoring the Facebook page. Do you have anything for us?
I sure do. Rich says, yes, true representation of American citizen is what should be determined by the census. If you're not an American citizen or a naturalized immigrant, you get no count when it comes to the House of Representatives. Your count is just needed for a distinction.
Yeah, why should we allow? Imagine a long line of illegals, okay? And they're all, come on in, the door's open, come on, long line, as long as you can see. Now the census comes by and they count all those people in that long line. Not one of them is here legally. But guess what? That long line means we're going to have more representation by illegals in the House of Representatives. So a vote comes up, and you're for Proposition A on the vote, but they're for Proposition B. They're illegal. They outvote you. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And then we're told by groups, what's the name of this group? All right. The group is Justice for Migrant Families of Western New York. They got a butterfly there with different color wings. I'm sure that is to let us know that everybody is under this tent, okay?
How about justice for illegals? Can we just put that word in there? Illegals,
yeah.
Call it what it is?
They won't use the word illegals. Nobody will, except us. I mean, the politicians won't say it. Undocumented sound like you let your license, your fishing license run out. Illegal's different. It's a different thing. All right, we'll take a break. I want to go to one with a Beamer before, another one before we go.
Yes, we will go to Joanne, who says, it's the true way of knowing who the citizens are and who are just numbers of illegals. We are asked our race, our ethnicity, so why not our citizenship? This seems just as important to me.
Absolutely, positively. And you know what? We sit here, we're talking like this, and we're probably mostly of one mind. Politicians don't care. They're going to do what they're going to do because they're confident that you're dumb enough to bring them back when they're done. And now we'll be governed by, at least partially governed by people who have no regard for our law. You tell me how that works. And I'd like to know how we got to the positioning that, hey, if it's illegal, the Democrats are for it. If you don't have to obey a law, the Democrats are saying, well done. The Republicans, sticks in the mud that they are, actually believe in a rule of law. And they believe that if it says something, you have to obey that. But not the Democrats. So how do they get positioned? We are a party of following the law. We're not Judge Roy Bean, but we are following the law. And they encourage lawbreakers.
We're called racist.
Yeah, we're called racist because we want the laws followed. You figure that out. Keep in mind, every one of those laws was passed by people who held their positions before they did, before the people who call us racist. They all did. The House passed it. The Senate passed it. Then it went to the president. The president signed it. So that's how it was. But I guess they're all wrong. They were all wrong. Now, with those loudmouths that just got elected, they're all right, of course. We'll take a break and return after this. Let's see, we have a text here. Sandy, I feel like as a citizen, I have less rights and have less representation than an illegal has. I'm sick to my stomach with all of it. And that's true. I think people feel that way. That really capsulizes what a lot of people are feeling. Hey, what the hell? I sent you to Albany. Hey, what the hell? I sent you to represent us in the state representation. And why is it you're only tooting the horn for illegals? Why? Because I'm already there? Because I've already voted? Is that it? You're trying to get some new people? Is that why in Albany I seem like I have no representation at all? In Washington, same thing. I mean, I understand what they're saying. It's like we're second-class citizens, and the ones who aren't citizens have a higher ranking than we do.
Taxpayers always come in last place. You have two parties that are trying to eliminate each other, doing whatever it takes to accomplish that.
Yeah, they're in a death match between, and the only winners are the illegals. They're winners. Because when they don't care about our laws, that's one thing. You almost expect some of that with them. But when our own lawmakers don't obey the law, when our own lawmakers don't listen to us, that's different. That's totally different. And they're going to find out one day that they made a few mistakes they shouldn't have made. Because I don't think this is going to last forever. I really don't. I see that bubble bursting. Now, I don't know if that'll be in my lifetime or not. But it's going to come to pass that they're going to say, and the famous sayings, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
I hope you're right. Man, oh, I hope.
It's just amazing. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, a Vietnam vet, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Frank.
You're right. You get to a point where you just throw your hands up in the air in exasperation and you just go, what the hell are we sending these people to Congress for? and your representatives from your area. You know, what are we going to change every street sign in the city of Buffalo and the state of New York into dual languages so that these illegals can understand what the street signs say while they get their driver licenses?
You need more than dual. There's over 100 languages spoken in Buffalo alone.
And then on top of it, when they come to vote, you know, I work the elections too. I mean, we can have interpreters at the elections sites so that these people can understand what's going on when they come to vote for their favorite Democrat, left-wing liberal.
You would think if they're willing to leave behind everything that they had, willing to come here, they would at least make an investment of learning the language and applying for legal representation here, that they can come here legally. They don't want to do it because they don't think it's necessary. They know that the politicians here are such whores that they're willing to open their arms and say, come on in, because now it might be another vote for us.
Now, can you imagine, Sandy, going to Mexico or going to Colombia or Venezuela or one of those countries in Central America and doing the same thing that they're doing here? Can you imagine going to Mexico and saying, hey, Light, I'm from the United States. I'm going to come here as an illegal immigrant, and I want to get a driver's license. I want to be able to vote in your elections. See how far that gets you.
Yeah, and I need some assistance with my heat, with my food, with my health care. Take care of me because I'm standing here.
Right, and supposedly Mexico has one of the toughest immigration laws in the world. I mean, see, you know, I tell people that. I said, see how far that gets you. I mean, I understand that we welcome people here with open arms, but do it the right way. I mean, do it the right way. You have people that come here and it took them nearly 10 years to get their citizenship papers. And, you know, they go about it. They learn the language. They become, you know, citizens that add something to this country. No, you have these people that come here because they know, even before they set foot in this country, where to go, what to do, who to see, and they get legal representation, too.
Well, that's the whole point. It's one thing for them to come here illegally and make no attempt to become legal or to learn the language or anything else. And I have to laugh when advocates say, well, yes, you know, they have jobs and they're paying taxes. I would love some kind of a audit to find out how many people work under the table and pay no taxes on the money they're making and then send that money back to their native country. I think you'd find that most, if not a lot of them do that.
You know, Sandy, I got done walking my dog through the neighborhood and there was some roofers doing some roofing work over in the neighborhood. And as I was walking past these guys doing the roofing, all the guys that were on the roof,
nobody spoke English.
Not one spoke English.
Yeah. If your hair was on fire, you wouldn't know how to call for help. Well, I saw you were walking your dog through your neighborhood, and the dog was barking in Spanish.
You know, you have to have you almost have to stand back and laugh a little bit, because if you don't,
it's pathetic. It really is. When did we hand over the reins to run this country to people who cared not a whit about the law? The people who are in office now don't care. If they have to break the law, it's all right with them. They can make another law that suits them better. But yet we're expected to follow the law to the T.
Oh, for sure. I tell you, you know, Sandy, the Democratic Party and those left-wingers, I mean, they are so far to the left. I should say, even Joe Biden, what happened to him? I know he was always a bit of a Looney Tune, but at least at one time he used to have some scruples. Now he's throwing...
Yeah, forget it. He's whichever way the wind blows, that's where he's going.
Out the window. I mean, it's like, come on.
And I have to laugh at some of the polls that are on TV. Yes, 3,962 people could beat the president right now if the election were today.
Yeah.
Everybody, the guy that just sold me a ho-ho at the convenience store, he would beat him in Iowa for sure, and we think he's going to do all right in Colorado.
Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous.
So for a year and a half to come, yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Yeah, I think you go, what about me? It's like, I follow the rules. I pay the taxes. I fund everything. The government has nothing without me. I'm speaking, of course, as American citizens. Yet we get no consideration. None. Zero. We sent you to represent us, not to represent people that we know are not here legally. We didn't send you there to represent them. You're supposed to represent us. We do not want illegals here. Plain and simple. If you won't do enough to do it legally, we don't think we're worth opening the door for you. Why should we do it?
They don't care what you deplorables think.
Yeah, but they don't care because they don't. They know that the politicians really favor them instead of us. Yeah, that's true. You haven't figured that out yet. You know why? Because you're already there. This is new, new votes, new people to schmooze. New people to put into the dependency of your political party.
It's crazy at how these politicians pander. You see pictures of them. You know, I'm having lunch with Al Sharpton. I have hot sauce. I have fried chicken. I'm drinking a Mull 45, whatever you call it, out of a paper bag. Yeah. And they're pandering. All of this stuff is pandering.
No kidding. They'll dress in costume if you want to. They have no shame.
Oh, they don't.
That's the whole point. We were all raised with, you know, what guides human beings? Conscience, okay? Conscience. What's part of conscience? Shame. Doing something or acting in a way that is shameful, something you wouldn't be proud of, something you don't want well known. They're comfortable with that. They don't care. So if you don't have a moral compass and you don't have conscience or shame to guide you, then anything's okay. You can say anything. You can do anything you want. And if you happen to be a legislator or somebody in governance in this country, wow, you got the world by the tail. You don't like that law? We'll change it. Well, you don't like that law? We'll ignore it. We don't care. We're in a very negative period in governance, except for the guy they all hate, the president. He's not putting up with it. He is loud and he is proud, and I'm glad he's there because, boy, is he the right guy at the right time. We'll be back with more Beach Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hold on to your hat. Here comes some speedy savings. Take 50% off of a Niagara Jet Adventures ride through the Niagara Rapids. Your thrilling ride is just $65. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Let's go to line one, which would be Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN. Hello, Bill. Well, I said Bill was there, but Bill does not seem to be there. Let's go to Dennis in North Tonawanda. Dennis, you're on WBEN. Oh, come on, guys. Hello, Dennis. Are you there? Hello. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. What do you have for us today, Dennis?
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Sandy. Listen, I'm in Niagara County. I just filled out a voter registration card a couple of days ago. The first question on there is, are you 18 years of age, at least 18 years of age, yes or no? The second question, are you an American citizen, yes or no? If you answer no to either of these questions, you are ineligible to vote.
Yeah, you must be a citizen to vote, sure.
Right. I think the Dems are going to lose another one on the census question and asking if you are an American citizen. I mean, it stands.
Well, that's why they don't want it on there. They don't want it on there because people they're trying to convince to get over on their side even before becoming a citizen or legal might not answer that question, and so they wouldn't be counting in the census, so it wouldn't be another step toward getting more representation.
Exactly. So I can see the Dems losing another one to good old President Trump.
In fact, that went the citizenship question went before the Supreme Court, And the observers, the results are not known yet. The observers say the conservatives on the court were asking questions which would lead you to believe that they're going to okay it.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg slept through the whole thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Really appreciate it. Okay. Should I try line one again to see if Bill is there? Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
I am here, Sandy.
Oh, I am glad you are here, Bill.
Hey, I think a couple things. What you said, the word, they don't care, they don't care. The people, the illegal, the immigrants, the people that are vying for their votes, which we know who they are, they don't care. So when you don't care, nothing matters.
Yeah, if you know nothing's going to happen to you, you want to come in illegally, they're not going to put you in jail.
Yeah.
You want to come in illegally, they're not going to deny you health care. You want to come in illegally, they might even give you free college in New York.
Yeah. Now, you were talking, consumption of food earlier and that with Tony. I was in the restaurant business in Florida, so I know the illegal aspect intimately. I had to weed it out when I first took over. It took me a while to go through and verify and make sure, because I would have had my rear end handed to me if they got to me, and I was one of the good guys. But so they know the systems. The people coming in that don't care, the illegals, and they don't even want to be referred to as illegal. They're just a human that's doing something wrong that, number one, they don't care about. And again, I like to call them illegal aliens because that's who they are.
That's who they are.
You know, that type of thing. So it's a whole system, the chain migration. They know that system inside and out, just like the dirtbag politicians that are supporting it. They know. So as far as that goes, I would start with the restaurants around the country. That's probably one of the biggest things that are using these people, besides the farming industry and that, which is, in my opinion, when I was younger, I thought, it's people, they bring them in here, they're migrant workers, they're nice people, they go back. A lot of them don't go back. They stay forever, that type of thing. They raise families, then they become DACA issues and so on and so forth. But they know this system, just like the generational welfare people. They know the system better than you and I. And I was saying, I kind of said to Beamer a little bit, you like poker. So in a game of poker, when you take advantage of another person's ignorance in the game, it's something for you. You exploit it.
And what better group to exploit than a group that's here illegally with no legal stances, that have no chance at all if they don't do what you say to get any assistance at all. So you got them under your thumb.
You got it. And that's all these, like you said, they have no, they don't care. They don't care. The politicians that are supporting this, I mean, think of just the sense of it. You are a Buffalo Club member, say you're Buffalo Club, which is very exclusive for well over 100 years, and you say you walk in there and you just want to sit down and have coffee and drinks and that, 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 and wait a minute, you're not a member here. Well, so what?
yeah, exactly. So what? I'm here, so serve me. And while all this is going on, guys like Jerry Nadler's wasting time interviewing John Dean. So it makes me sick to think we got so many problems, so many issues, and our politicians are involved in get Donald Trump or Donald Trump's side keeping what you have. It's pathetic. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. All right, we'll take a break a minute early, but we'll take it now rather than cut off the call early on News Radio 930 WB. What we have here is 75 today, 67 Thursday, and 65 on Friday. It is Beach and Company. Let's go to the phones. Dale would be next on a cell phone. Dale, you're on WBEN.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, Sandy. Whenever I'm in the Buffalo area, I like to listen to your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What do you have for us today?
Well, I've been in the transportation industry since 1973, and people's abilities to drive are deplorable when you're especially around heavy trucks. But the one thing, I have my New York State license, and when I took the license originally when I was 16 years ago, in another lifetime it seems like, you were required by law to be able to speak and write and read the English language and communicate the English language. Did this law all of a sudden just get wrote off the books? We have plenty of laws on the books for different things, and we keep ignoring them.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things we talked about. It seems like they pick and choose which laws to enforce, which ones to fund, and which ones to ignore.
Well, is this going to be like some of the county clerks in Western New York are saying they're not going to issue them? Is this going to be one of their defenses? I applaud them if that's what's going to be, but.
There's a lot, not just Western New York. Mickey Kern certainly said that he would not obey a law like that, and I applaud him for that. There are other county clerks around the state that have taken the same position. You know, it's interesting because on these trips that I go to, I'm in a foreign country, and I look at the traffic signs and think, if I had to drive here outside of driving on the right side of the street, I would be hard-pressed to know what all these signs mean. Well, if you come into America and you don't speak English and they give you a driver's license, that's what that green light stuff is going to be. Later today, they're going to vote on it. Then how well can you navigate the streets? Some things you can understand because they're pictures, but they're not all pictures, and I think it's going to be more dangerous.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, and I'm one of the guys that looked down from my bottom of my feet are equal to most people's tops of their head when I'm going down the highway. And I look down and see what's going on in these cars. And add to that somebody that cannot communicate or can't read a road map or understand their GPS on the dashboard of their fancy car they're driving, and they're cutting you off. It's me. You see the advertisements for lawyers that go after the trucking companies. It's me. I'm the guy in the left corner of that piece of equipment that you're going to mess up my life. I have children and college educations and mortgages to pay, you know.
Yeah, and you're the guy delivering the things we need in our stores. You're delivering our food and the merchandise and things like that. My father was an over-the-road driver for 32 years, and I thank you for that. Thank you, Dale. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Mr. Beamer, a couple of Facebooks, please.
Alan says, for those saying that people will refuse to answer, thereby not getting enough federal aid, well, don't some states get extra representation because they treat all people as citizens?
Well, you don't have to be a citizen. You have to be a citizen to vote, but you don't have to be a citizen to be counted in the census. I don't understand this. Anybody who is here in the country, when they're taking the census, gets counted, okay? It doesn't matter if you just swam across the Rio Grande, and if somebody was there to take the information, you would legally be chosen to be interviewed for the census because you do not have to be here legal. The census person could view you coming across the border illegally and still talk to you and have you fill out a form. That's the way it is because the census has to include everybody. But the bottom line is the other parts of our laws, you know, it seems like we're not getting any representation. You know, this country started with a protest. What was it about? The Boston Tea Party. Taxation without representation. Do you really feel you're being represented now? Or are they representing groups of people who are perfectly willing to follow but have no obligation to explain nor follow any of the laws? They'll be very happy to tell you to take a hike and stay here. And because you know why? There's no consequences. There are no consequences. There are more consequences if you go up on the Youngman Highway and you do 65 miles an hour. Because the limit's 55. There are more consequences for that than coming into the country illegally. They know they're not going to be put in jail. They know they're not going to be separated from their children. They know they're going to get education. They know they're going to get food, clothing, heat, everything, housing, anything you can think of. So if you know that breaking the law isn't going to result in any consequence for you, then that's why you do it. Why do you do it? Because you can. And who's allowing it? The politicians are allowing it. No question about it. While they're trolling for more members. Trolling for more members because that turns into more representatives in the House. And you know how important now it is when Trump is trying to get something done. Where is most of his opposition coming from? The House.
Where did the illegals find out that the politicians really don't give a hoot about them, that their only care is their vote?
Yeah, but they'll move on. See, the politicians will move on. It's like some kind of Casanova or Don Juan. When he's through with you, he's through using you, and then they cast you aside, and that's exactly what will happen. You know why? Because there'll be a new crop. There'll be a new crop of eager people willing to disregard the law here. Meanwhile, we schlubs are sitting back, mowing our lawn, paying attention, paying taxes, and thinking, well, it's going to be all right. But what you're really thinking is, I'm glad that I'm not going to have to see the dissension of America. It was great at one time, but what the hell happened to it? And I think you'll find it started during the Obama years, maybe even a little earlier, and it's gone downhill since then.
Sandy, let's admit it. We only say this because we have white privilege, as the left likes to try to shove down our throat. This is white supremacy and things like that.
Yeah, and what tool do they use to try and gain a foothold in America? What tool do they use? Do they use a tool of, we have skills that are in need in America and we want to come and help? No. They're not using that. They're using, well, if you don't want me there, you must be racist. And now you're on the defense, aren't you? You're on defense. You did nothing wrong. You paid your taxes. Your kids went to school where they were supposed to. But now, how dare you speak out against this? We shouldn't care whether our laws are broken. Those laws must have been passed by people who feel the same way you do. Why, previous America must have been like this too. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's the thinking, folks. That's it. But don't be shy. Just tell them exactly what you think. State it boldly and loudly. We liked it the way it was, and it's going to come back that way. That about wraps it up for Beach and Company. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today. In celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.